Lots of us daydream about ditching our jobs and doing something we truly, truly love. Heather Merritt is someone who did exactly that. Heather's workday used to happen inside of a jail. She worked as a substance abuse therapist, helping inmates with their addictions. These days, her work happens at thrift stores, at artisans markets, and inside her art studio. But the leap from therapist to artist happened accidentally, kind of. Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris has this profile.
Goodrich, Michigan is a two-stoplight town. It's about 15 miles from Flint, and it's got a vintage decoration and furniture store called Johnny's Daughter.
Oh, here's a favorite, old Verner's bottle. As you know, from Michigan, we all love our Verners.
Heather Merritt is there. She's sifting through old faucet heads and doorknobs to find objects she can use in her artwork.
Down here, which is my favorite find, is an old salad bowl. Now, it's an old wooden salad bowl, and it's kind of creepy looking, actually. It's got some apples and pears painted on the inside. But what I would do is, again,
She takes vintage pieces and recycles them into art.
Okay, can I pay for that? And can I pay for the
frame?
Yes, the frame. Thank you.
She runs her own business called Rezip It, and her specialty is using old zippers to make jewelry and art pieces. But she became an artist accidentally. Several years ago, she was working at the Genesee County Jail as a substance abuse therapist. She spent her days helping inmates who were drug addicts or alcoholics, and they were in jail for serious offenses.
Rape, abuse, murder, a lot of drug dealing, a lot of, prostitution, even dealing with the pimps and just all of it.
The drive home from work took her about 20 minutes. During that time, she'd be thinking about the story she heard that day. The stories about child abuse or neglect were especially hard to stomach. And Merritt was having a hard time decompressing from what she calls all that negative energy.
It was difficult for me to come home, open up that door, and not still have it affect my family life. So I had to learn how to process it in a different way than just driving home from work listening to some music. And that's when I started doing the artwork.
Even though she had never taken an art class in her life, she just started tinkering with things at night at home, drawings and making jewelry and art pieces from found objects. She says at the time, she didn't know how to deal with her own emotions.
Here I was teaching people how to deal with emotions, but then there was me not knowing how to deal with all the emotions that I was taking from people every day. So it was natural. It made sense to me. You know, these things didn't talk to me. So I was able to process my feelings through it rather than the individuals that talk to me all day.
Making art is about operating from a place where there are no words, and it's something humans have done for millions of years. That's what art therapist Linda Gant says. Gant says, think of making visual art, or music, or dancing. Those things make it possible for us to give shape and substance to something we might be trying to push out of our mind, or something we might not yet even have words for.
It's a way of ordering the external world.
She says the creative process can help us achieve order and balance and a sense of wholeness. And physically making art changes our breathing patterns. It relaxes our body and helps us integrate the two hemispheres of our brain.
We can't stay in either our right brain or our left brain all the time. We have to integrate those two brains. So it's the verbal brain and the emotional brain.
As Heather Merritt chipped away at her art projects at night, she began selling them around the state, and things quickly snowballed. She soon had to make a decision. Should she quit her job at the jail and try to be an artist full time?
And I remember I was 34 years old, and I thought, why not? You only live once. So I quit my job, and everyone thought I was literally nuts. I think they thought I was having a midlife crisis.
Now she supports herself from selling her artwork all over the U.S. and in Korea and Australia. She says one of her favorite things is that with art, she can take something old and beat up and industrial and even ugly, and she can turn it into something beautiful. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.